welcome a guest to the show. He's been on before. He's our sports psychologist from the University of Texas at Dallas. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell, psychology professor there, noted author of over 2,700 books. And we thought we'd talk to Dr. Maxwell today about the psychology of opening a new stadium. Good morning, doctor.
Oh, he's already enjoying his coffee.
Good morning. Having a sip of my morning java.
Yeah, get you started, doesn't
morning
it?
Morning cup of joe.
Yes.
Good to
Hello,
see you.
George. Hello,
Hello.
Craig.
How are you?
It's certainly a pleasure to be back in your preview.
Yeah, the what?
Program.
On the program.
Yes,
yeah, good
indeed.
To have you back.
And I enjoyed listening to the interview you guys just did with Matt Lauer.
You like yeah. him,
I've always been a huge fan of Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Love Matt Lauer.
Well, sure, everybody loves Matt Lauer.
Really enjoy him.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good.
Good for you.
Very much.
Well, are you excited about the Cowboys' new stadium and the first regular season game there?
George, I really am, and I appreciate you asking me about that. And I brought in some books for you guys because
okay.
the psychology of opening a new stadium is very interesting to me. And it's a little known faction of psychology, mm-hmm. people that dedicate their life to studying the psychology of opening a new stadium.
Really?
I happen to be one of those
oh,
people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I happen to be one of those people who's done a lot of work in this area. And so I brought in some books. I have a new lineup of books coming out that have been timed to be released with this opening of the new stadium.
Oh, okay. Perfect timing.
Yes. And these books, are the educational value is appreciable in them.
It's what?
Appreciable.
Did you get that?
I think he's saying appreciable again.
Yes, appreciable.
Oh, appreciable.
Yes. But can't you understand me?
I don't know.
Is this not...
No, it's fine.
Good. You're getting a good level
okay.
there, yeah.
So I brought in these books and everything. Here is the first book. This is... Well, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. It's called I'm About to Lose My Ass by Jerry Jones.
No
he talks a little bit about the financial structure of the deal that he had
sure.
to strike.
Got him a little nervous this time.
Yeah, how much extra money he had to take out because, of course, it is a jumbo loan,
mm-hmm.
non-conforming.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Right?
That's a loan.
Yes. And that has inspired the I'm About to Lose My Ass book has inspired a rebuttal book called I Know What You're Saying by Tom Hicks.
Yeah, because he's in some trouble these days.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, and another Hicks book, this is a little bit older one, it's about a year and a half old. It's called Sports Ownership for Dummies, written by Tom Hicks, who's kind of the lead dummy in Sports Ownership.
A lot of Ranger fans laughing right now.
Yes, yeah. That one for you. Here's another one. This is this Keep It in the Kibwe Family.
Okay.
It's Keep It in the Kibwe Family on this one.
Okay.
Here's one by Jason Witten called If Tony Romo Pats My Butt One More Time, He's About to Get a Hate Crime.
He wrote a book about that
yes.
already.
Wow.
2 days.
It is quite a striking verbal brushback pitch, too.
Really?
I mean, he gets violent in this book.
And you helped Jason write that. I bet you enjoyed that.
I edited it.
In just 3 days, I got that book out.
I do not support hate crimes.
Oh, right.
I understand.
I understand that. Well, who does?
Right.
Who does?
I've also written a new how-to book with Tony Romo called BJ.
Sorry?
What's that about?
Beyond Jessica. It's how to survive very public relationships.
Okay. That sounds kind of like an interesting read.
Your eyes lit up with that title.
And then here's one. Here's one by Wade Phillips. This one, I'm assuming it's for children. It's called It's Fun Doing Art, a collection of my crayon drawings.
All right.
And finally, I know you guys are up against it here, I believe.
A little bit,
and,
yeah.
But I have this one. This is a little bit ticket specific and because it had some ticket involvement here. It's called In Over My Head, The Jody Dean PA Story.
All right.
Okay.
Written by Jody Dean with a hateful foreward by the ticket's own Ja Dunn.
George, you didn't tell us.
I didn't write anything for that.
There you go. I'll see you guys
hey,
a little bit.
Dr. Maxwell.
What Craig
I noticed,
what?
I noticed this morning you're wearing a wedding ring. I haven't seen that since your divorce. Did you remarry?
Marriage would not be the word that I would use here, and frankly, it's none of your business.
Well,
this
what?
Ring is a very personal thing.
A commitment ring or something? Or?
It's just a ring, sir. Why do you have to make such a big deal out of it?
Oh, no,
I noticed that your assistant with you today sports a similar-looking ring and has a big smile and is giving us thumbs up through the window there. Did you guys...
Stop giving thumbs up. Stop... Stop that. Do not respond to these humans inside here.
May I ask you?
My personal life is my personal life, okay?
Uh-huh. May I ask you, are you gay married?
What? What are you doing, bitch?
Every time. Y'all get into it. Just amazing.
I'm just interested in his personal life.
I know, but you should know by now not to push the envelope so much with him. He gets really mad. 8:47 here on...